Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, this morning we're going to be talking about the favor of God or the grace of God. And if y'all want to go ahead and, for those who have their Bibles, open up to James 1, verse 17. And it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Amen.
And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I know through my walk and through living out through Christ that, you know, there's been many times that I've counted my fortunes from luck. And that's not what it is. Luck doesn't exist if you're a believer in Christ. And I was doing some research and I found out that luck all started from the pagans, and luck was an idol or a god that they worshipped. And, you know, that was good luck, bad luck, good fortune, or chance. That's a pagan mindset. And so, you know, as I did more research on favor, you know, I went ahead and looked up the word grace, because grace in the Bible is used instead of favor many times. And it says, a manifestation of favor, especially by a superior. And so, grace from our God, grace that we've been forgiven, you know, grace from His perfect love, grace from Jesus dying on the cross for us, that's grace. That's our fortune. That's our good luck. You know, one thing I've always tried to do is, instead of saying, oh, well, I feel lucky or I'm so lucky, is I've always tried to replace luck with being blessed. So I feel blessed. I am blessed. God has blessed me. And, you know, that'll help change your mindset, and that's what, you know, God wants to hear. God wants to know that we know where our blessing's coming from. You know, not that we just think it's some crazy chance that we've been so lucky by a coin toss or something. That's not what it is. God has given us His favor.
Amen.
You know, we're living for Him, so His favor is our coin toss. And we want to go ahead and open up to 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge. So all good things, this, you know, showing you that all good things come from God and from living out through Jesus. And it goes on to say, so that ye cometh or come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So ultimately, you know, we could live out our whole days without, you know, getting any more fortune or any more money or any more blessings from God, because we've had the ultimate blessing, and that's Jesus Christ. You know, I know a lot of people hear the word bless, or they hear the word, you know, favor, and they automatically are thinking money. Okay, you know, where's my promotion? Where's, you know, my raise? And that's not what grace is all about. It's not all about the money side. You know, it's about the forgiveness that God has given us. It's about another chance that He's given us. And, I mean, you know, money does have something to do with it. And I know money, we all need money to survive and to live. But really, God, he doesn't really have to give us any of that. You know, that's just more favor on his part. That's more love that he has for us, and that, you know, should show y'all, or show everyone, that he is our Father and that he loves us. And just because he sent Jesus to die on the cross and that's been done and over with, doesn't mean he doesn't have anything to do with us anymore. And I know, I believe this is in 2 Corinthians, but I'm not positive. It's quoted in there that says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And you know, a lot of us have infirmities, a lot of us have, you know, we're not perfect, no one's perfect, no one's flawless, but through the grace that God has given us, we are made perfect in his eyes. And that, you know, we should boast in our flawlessness, but in our imperfections. You know, that's where you can find the grace of God. That's where, you know, if you're living for God, you will find his love is, you know, knowing where you belong in this world and not getting full of pride. I want to open up again to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So I know a lot of times in jobs that, you know, I do, my dad does, you know, I don't know what y'all do in y'all's lives, but you know, I know a lot of y'all labor pretty hard and y'all spend a lot of time with y'all's jobs and in your job. And I know this goes without a doubt in my mind that I can say that I work a lot harder than a lot of people inside my job. You know, I put a lot of time in my job, and a lot of people just come there, they do their thing, and they leave. They don't think about tomorrow, and they don't think about the consequences of what they might be doing at their job. I know right now we're going through a hard time at work, and I don't know if this goes the same for everyone, but you can see it slowly, just everything just falling downhill. Starts with the kitchen, goes to the servers, you know, all the rumors, all the bickering, everything. It starts the highest point and just keeps rolling down. And it's made a lot of places hard to bear. And I think that way, it's like that in life too. You know, inside the house, inside the home, when one person's fighting, it just seems to all go downhill. One person disagrees, everybody's disagreeing. And that's the way it is, you know, in our Christian walk. You know, it's not the same every day. It changes every day, but, you know, once there's one train of thought that is coming out of the house of God, sometimes we have to look back to where it started and where it began. And that's where you start to learn how to fix things. You know, knowing that this imperfection that we have started here, we backtrack a little bit, we see where we messed up, we ask for forgiveness, and we keep going. We don't have to dwell on it, of course, but you know, that's how you fix it. You find out where it started. And the funny thing about grace through God is that it doesn't promise that everything's going to be easy. It doesn't promise that there's not going to be, there's not going to be like an easy way out for everything. You know, yeah, grace sounds like a wonderful thing and sounds like a beautiful thing, and it is, but that doesn't mean it's easy. It's not easy to obtain and to earn the grace of God. And you have to work at it every day. It's a constant, it's a renewal. Every morning you wake up, you thank God, and you go on and on throughout the day. And then you wake up the next morning and you do the same thing. You know, you thank Him again because Your day is going to be totally different. Who knows if you're going to fall short that day farther than you fell short the next day or the day after that. And that's what we have to do. We have to constantly renew our love for God. And just let Him know that, you know, we want to walk in His favor and walk in His grace, because, you know, without it, our lives would be so much harder. I mean, we could just walk out one day and rise up in the sky. You know, if God wanted to take away gravity, and, you know, I mean, why He would want to do that, I don't know. But, you know, if He wanted to, He could. We could just float away. And that's just, you know, things that we don't really think about. That's grace that God has given us and favor He has given us, because, you know, He's made the planets, and some of them, they don't have gravity, so what if we lived there? And so, He, you know, He's picked the perfect place for us. He's picked the perfect home for us. You know, whether it's this church or another church, whether it's at your house or at, you know, in your job, whatever. He's put you in your perfect place to live out and to show people His grace. I know it's funny to think about, but, you know, it always seems that blessings, when they're coming, they come in an abundance. Whether you see it, you know, for yourself or with others, but, you know, it usually starts with one person, and the next thing you know, another person. And it keeps going and going. And I think one thing I've realized through growing, through blessings, and through grace, that I guess it's that renewal of your spirit when you get a blessing. You know, it brings out the better side of you. You kind of walk around with, you know, more straight, better posture. You have the smile on your face. And it always seems that, you know, those days are the better days. The days that everyone's getting along. The days that, you know, everything is going smooth. And, you know, maybe it's a mindset. Maybe it's a happy mindset that we have to have. You know, a mindset of God that, you know, all it takes is a smile sometimes for somebody. You know, all it takes is a hello or thank you or anything like that. And I've noticed, like, in work, that's how it is. You know, people come in, they have bad days. You know, sit there and talk to them at the table. And that's just, you know, showing them the love of God. Just like what God does for us, that's what His grace is. His grace is the love of God. That's what His favor is to us. You know, a lot of us, or I know a lot of Christians, especially some of the younger kids that I work with, that they just go to church because their parents go to church. You know, a lot of them just seem, I want to say, like, dead inside, really. You know, they're not excited to go to church. They don't look forward to Sundays. You know, they're basically dragged to church. And I always think it's funny to hear, like, you know, since I live in, like, Grapevine, South Lake area, you know, a lot of the kids go to, like, Gateway or Fellowship, which are huge churches. Huge. And, you know, I always laugh when they say, oh, you know, I hate going to church. I hate waking up early. You know, I don't have fun. And I'm like, you know, I go to church, and, you know, for the most part, I have fun. Sometimes it's rough, you know, waking up really early, especially living like an hour away. But, you know, this is what I always tell them. I'm the youngest person there. You know, I'm 20. You know, my next closest is like whenever Joey comes, you know, and it's just like, you know, me, Angel, and Joey are all near the same age, and so it's just weird, because for a while, you know, it's just me. But, you know, I was thinking, it's me, and then my parents, and then after that, you know, wherever everybody else falls. But, you know, me and my parents have like the 20-year difference from each other, and of course my brother, but, you know. But, I don't get it. I don't understand where, you know, my fire comes from. I don't know if maybe it's the way I'm raised inside my house, or, you know, know, maybe it's the blessings that I get or the favor that I receive. But I mean, the ultimate blessing we've all received, and it's just they don't see it. I guess they don't feel it, and I guess it's because they're not all in, or they're not, you know, maybe they just go there and they don't pay attention, or maybe they just go there and socialize. You know, it makes me think about how, you know, I would enjoy going to a church like that, you know, with people around my same age, somebody I can go fellowship with. But if they're like kids that I work with, I don't want to be a part of that. What difference does it make where you go to church, you know? And for the longest time, I always thought, you know, well, I can't wait to get, you know, somewhere else, or land a job somewhere else, or get asked to preach somewhere else. But you know, I'm perfectly content here. I'm happy here, and I don't care if I ever go to another church that has over 10 people. I don't really care. I know when I need something that, you know, I can always call on Joyce, call on JW, I can call on my dad, I can call on my mom, I can call on y'all if I need anything. And I mean, that's one of the lucky things about having such a small church, is that we're like a family. And you know, that's what being at work is like for me. For the most part, I work with the same like 10-15 people almost every day, and it's like a family. So we all know each other, we all talk to each other, and we all see each other every day. And you know, we hear about each other's problems, we talk about each other's problems, and maybe that shouldn't really be going on at work, but that's just how close we've become. A lot of us have worked together for like 3 years. And that's what it's like here. We've been going to church together for what, like 7 years, 8 years. And you know, it's just God's grace. It's just God's favor. You know, everybody that He puts in our lives is His favor. And, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, this person is so messed up, but really God is probably testing us, filling us out, seeing where we are in Him, and knowing that, you know, seeing if we could bring somebody to Him, seeing if what He's called us to do, we can do. And that's all I got this morning. That was really short, but I like to stay consistent.